Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, the 21st of September 1831, a special proclamation was printed in the Barbadian newspaper. Under the directive of His Excellency the Governor, Sir James Leon, the readers of this issue were provided with pertinent information regarding the recent passage of a most terrible hurricane. In the early hours of August 11, 1831, Barbados was greeted by what would be one of the most devastating natural disasters in its history. Violent winds and tempestuous rains smashed ships to pieces at the coast. As the system wrestled its way through the island, every public and private building and every dwelling house was flattened. This included even stronger brick structures like chapels and churches, as well as buildings at St. Anne's Garrison. In mere hours, the lush green landscape became brown, as every evidence of vegetation was ripped away in the flood waters. Most tragically was the loss of more than 1,500 lives, while the majority were the enslaved people whose weaker homes served no match for the hurricane's winds. This disaster did not discriminate and claimed the lives of blacks, whites, and free coloreds. Many were flattened beneath the ruins of their homes or shelters, while others unfortunately drowned. With the sheer magnitude of the devastation in mind, the government declared the appointment of a day of solemn humiliation and thanksgiving unto Almighty God. This day would be observed on Friday, the 7th of October. On this day, all business was to cease, and every individual, regardless of race or class, was urged to gather together in churches. Where churches were destroyed, other temporary places of worship would be used to facilitate the day's proceedings. More specifically, every person was encouraged to humble themselves before the Lord, offering thanks and prayers for having been spared the wrath of the disaster. This special day was not an isolated occurrence. In subsequent years, a day was set aside in remembrance of the tragedy and seen as a time to pray against another such dreadful visitation. The psychological impact of the Great Hurricane of 1831 was truly reflected by the dedication of the Day of Solemn Humiliation and Thanksgiving, as published in the Barbadian on this day, the 21st of September 1831.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.